Bill West, beat reporter for the Penguins from the Pittsburgh Tribe Sports, joins us. Bill, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
Doing very well. Well, a player that Oilers fans know well, Justin Schultz, is going to draw in tonight, but obviously he isn't going to come close to playing the minutes that Letang plays so far in the playoffs. So who do you see having to just eat those minutes that he will leave vacant by sitting out a one-game suspension?
Well, that really is something of a big question. The straightforward answer is no one is going to do what Letang does in terms of, you know, logging high 20, even potentially above 30 minutes. Trevor Daley and Brian Dumoulin are the two, I'd say the second, third most trusted defenseman behind Letang. I expect both of them to log big minutes. The Dumoulin, he's paired up with Ben Lovejoy. They were kind of a lockdown pair earlier in the year. I think Coach Sullivan will use them a lot tonight against the Caps' top two lines. So to the degree that anyone is going to put in big minutes, it's going to be those two. But again, it really is something that remains to be seen, because there's no one that does it nearly as well and in the same manner that Letang does.
Bill, the big story for me looking on from the outside so far in this series, Matt Murray. When I was looking for an advantage for the Capitals, no knock on Murray, but, you know, I'm taking Washington's goaltending over a 21-year-old kid. 47 saves the last time out. He just seems to be locked in now. I don't know if he realizes what he's doing or if he cares, but he's in a zone right now.
Yeah, the thing that Mike Sullivan mentioned with Matt Murray from really early on, even when he first was called up in, I think that was December, is he's very composed. It's really impressive to talk to him. You know, he admits on the one hand that he's still a little awestruck by, you know, the stars he gets to play against. He had a good anecdote he told one of my coworkers when they had a preseason game in Johnstown, which is kind of a small town in Pennsylvania. He made a glove save on Stamkos, and that kind of stuck with him. It was just really cool in his mind to you know, make a great save against a star like that. And I think when he sees Ovechkin and Ochi and, again, all the stars, he's still amazed that he's at this level, but at the same time, he is confident. He's not a guy who thinks he's not deserving or that he's incapable of playing at this level. So I think he's got a good head on his shoulders. He finds a good balance between understanding he has things to learn, but also believing that you know, he certainly can keep the team in contention.
Bill West joins us talking Penguins and Capitals. Sidney Crosby has been very quiet on the score sheet thus far in this series. Has his play mirrored that, or is he a guy who's just not getting on the score sheet?
He's a guy who's just not getting on the score sheet. I think that will change quite soon here. His line, they've been excellent in terms of possession. They're getting a lot of zone time. And they're doing it against the toughest matchups with the faith that Sullivan has in Crosby's two-way play. They're constantly putting him in there against the Backstrom line. And you know, Crosby probably doesn't get enough credit for how well he does play in his own end. But you know, the first game, things were a little rough there in terms of Oshie getting three goals, and I think Crosby was on the ice for all three or at least two. But even then, that was a game where the Crosby line had the edge in shots and shot attempts, and since then it's been much of the same story. So I think the luck will change. They just, you know, they're not finding the puck in the back of the net right now.
Well, Bill, you know, if I'm Sullivan, I'm saying, hey, look, fellas, we're up 2-1 in the series, and people can say, where's the points from Sid? But like you say, as long as he's playing well, at some point you've got to think Crosby will be rewarded for playing well and might have a big night. If you're leading a series without Crosby dominating, you're in pretty good shape in my books.
Yeah, absolutely. They've gotten to this point, you know, when the coaching change was made in December, you know, certainly everyone's attention kind of went to Crosby and Letang, too, because those two, their point production took off more than any other, you know, Penguin players, especially the Stars. They were the ones that jumped off the stat sheet. But the Penguin as a team really became this, cup contender because of really strong team play. They found depth scoring. They found, solid fifth and sixth defensemen to put in their lineup. they are a strong team, and I think the fact that they have these stars, whether it's Letang or Crosby or Malkin or Fleury, tend to overshadow things, and it's been that way here for years. But people have to understand and really should admire that this is a team that forechecks really well right now, that has, again, scoring from even its third and fourth line forward. It's a healthy effort from everyone. It's not simply the stars pushing this team to victory.
Bill West joins us from Pittsburgh Penguins and the Capitals game four tonight. Penguins leading 2-1 in the series. And with the way Murray's playing, even when Fleury gets the 100% green light, I guess he had to have the green light if he's backing up. I don't see why he'd back him up, because that means he'd have to go in due to an injury. But I don't see any chance they're going to move him out. And this is probably a little bit more long-term question, but do you think Pittsburgh will be patient with their goaltenders, especially if they make it official that the expansion draft will be next year? Or will they try to move Fleury before that rather than lose one of them in the expansion draft?
I don't think they're going to try to move either goalie before the expansion draft. I think they are very happy with what they have in both. And along those same lines, I think they need both. Murray, despite what he's done here in the playoffs, I'm not sure they're ready to hand him the keys to 60-some start the year. So they don't have a backup goalie if they do get rid of, say, Fleury, to really kind of carry the backup role well. Jeff Zatkoff is an unrestricted free agent. He'll probably leave for somewhere else after the season. And beyond that, they have really young guys at the AHL level. So I think they want to keep Fleury and Murray for at least another season. When the expansion draft comes, the big question, I suppose, is who do you protect? I would guess they protect Murray, because it can just be upside. He's young and in theory only going to get better. Marc-Andre Fleury is a great goalie, but he's also an expensive goalie, and he's one who, because of his age, presumably will be on kind of the down half of his career. Not that he's playing poorly by any means, but in theory he will only get worse. So I think they maybe expose Fleury, but at the same time, it's up to whichever Spanish team is out there to want who would at that point be a 32 or 33-year-old goalie worth Fleury's pretty high price tag.
Bill, just back to the defense for a second. That Washington group of forwards is pretty talented and pretty deep. What does Sullivan do? I assume he doesn't just plug Schultz into Letang's spot. So what are we going to see in terms of pairings?
The pairing they had at morning skate, and what I'd expect them to use at least to start, is Derek Pouliot with Trevor Daley is, I guess, what you would call a top line. Certainly the line that closest resembles what Letang does. They're two good puck movers and good skaters. The Brian Dumoulin and Ben Lovejoy pairing, like I said, it was a lockdown pair for a lot of this season. So they're bigger bodies. They are defensively sound. They're not quite as exciting of players as Pouliot and Daley, and certainly not as Letang. But I think they'll get the toughest matchups. And then Justin Schultz will be with Ian Cole. They're probably going to get the third line role, so they'll play a lot of the fourth line forwards for the Capitals. But I foresee Sullivan ultimately mixing and matching tonight. Really just situational. If they're up, they're going to use more of their defensive orientation guys. And if they're tied or trailing, then maybe you risk and go with Justin Schultz out there a little more. What do you have to lose? So it's going to be dictated by the circumstance.
It's interesting, because I was looking at the minutes Schultz played before. The coaching staff didn't have a ton of trust in him. They've got Derek Pouliot in the game. He came in when Olli Maatta's out. So do you have any update on Olli Maatta? Has there been any change as far as do they expect him back in this series?
Mike Sullivan said he's a game-time decision, but as you guys know, in the playoffs, everyone, including guys who probably are in casts, are suddenly game-time decisions. So there's a little bit of gamesmanship there. I don't think Olli Maatta is ready to play. That hit he took, and I'm sure a lot of people have seen the way he responded to that hit, it looked bad. He didn't practice yesterday. He didn't skate today. I just don't see how Olli could be ready to go. So I think that for the time being, they're just going to have to trust guys that they don't normally trust that much, whether it's Pouliot, who's still a young guy and a bit of a prospect, or Justin Schultz, who, like you said, has upside and has some experience with bigger minutes, but ideally they would like to keep to a pretty limited role, and they like him for the power play. That's where they trust Schultz most is the power play. So he'll get his chances there. But I wouldn't expect to see Schultz on the ice with Ovechkin or anything like that.
Oiler fans can attest that might not end well for the paint. But if you're if you're the Capitals. And you're Barry Trotz. I know that the Penguins have last change tonight, and I'm sure Sullivan will be monitoring how he uses Schultz. But any line that's out there is going to have to try to take advantage of a guy whose confidence has not been high at any point really this season.
Are you referring to Schultz?
Yeah.
I think so. I'm sure, again, he'll have a target on him. His reputation around the league as a guy who's a bit of a question mark defensively is well known. And, even when you ask Mike Sullivan or the general manager, Jim Rutherford, they always are very quick to praise his offensive skills, and they don't quite mention the defense as much. The theory or the attitude, the reason the Penguins went after him in the first place, beyond the fact that he does bring a nice shot to the power play, is they want to get the puck and get it out of the zone before the forecheck sets in. So Schultz is a good skater. He's got some offensive skills. If he can go back and retrieve pucks and simply move them back up to Sidney Crosby or, again, Malkin, Bonino, any of the forwards and get transition started, before Ovechkin and Oshie and the rest of those big hitters come in and make his life miserable, then I guess he's doing his job. So the best way he can play defense is to start offense as quick as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Bill, from where I sit, I look at it this way. Letang's out for a game. We don't know about Mata. Worst-case scenario, Sullivan and the Penguins come out of game four all square with the Washington Capitals. And given a depleted defense, that's not a bad spot to be in.
No, not at all. I think not that they're going to admit defeat and throw this one away, but they understand they're missing a lot of key pieces right now. And Chris Letang, of all the players on the team, again, the many stars they have, there's always a bit of a redundancy with Sidney Crosby and Malkin, and Fleury now has Murray or vice versa, however you want to frame that. But there is no one on the defensive corps who comes close to what Letang does. So they, whether they want to admit it or not, they understand that the cards are stacked against them tonight. So, yeah, if they come out of this with the series tied at two and they get Letang back and some other injuries. Brian Rust, who's a forward, a great speedster, creates a lot of problems with his forechecking ability and backchecking. He's also probably one that needs a couple of days to just heal up. So they're probably willing to look long-term, or at least, big picture, the whole series, rather than, oh, no, we lost tonight, the series must be over.
Well, the big game tonight for the Capitals, they've been talking about it, facing adversity, and they do it once again tonight. And the Penguins, of course, have an opportunity to take a stranglehold on this series. So, crucial game. Look forward to watching. Appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.